This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Dr. Ed Barnes is with Cotton Incorporated on the economic impacts of bale contamination.
There's clearly some negative potential economic impact, and some are speculating that we may already be seeing some of that now that people are starting to talk about some of these plastic calls. And this isn't, our senior economist, John Devine, has given some thought to this, and there's not a smoking gun. There's a lot of things, obviously, that influence the value of cotton on an international market. But some are speculating that we used to trade at a kind of a 5-cent premium or somewhere around there, 5 cents per pound, to the global average price. And part of that was, there's a lot of factors that go into that. Including, we have HVI data on every bale, we honor our contracts. But then also we have a really strong history of having contamination-free cotton. And as that reputation becomes damaged, that premium starts to, drift away. And so it ends up not only impacting the bales that have the contamination, it ends up impacting our reputation that really has been giving us a kind of an unseen premium. And with cotton prices the way they are right now, we need every cent per pound we can get.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.